Margaret Sanger was the founder of the American Reproductive Rights Movement.
Margaret Sanger was born Margaret Higgins on September 14, 1879, in Corning, New York. She came from a very large Roman Catholic family, having 11 siblings. After attending college, she studied to become a nurse.
Margaret Sanger was influenced by the experiences she had as a visiting nurse, where she met so many immigrant working mothers who were deeply impacted by unwanted pregnancies and forced, often botched, miscarriages.
Most people attribute Sanger's interest in birth control to seeing what her mother went through. She had a total of 18 pregnancies. Her mother ultimately died at age 40 of tuberculosis.
Margaret married William Sanger in 1902. And moved to Greenwich Village, New York City a few years later. There she began her life's work advocating for birth control while also raising a family of three children.
Margaret Sanger came of age during the period of the Comstock Act. This was a statute that made it illegal to discuss, distribute materials, or provide women with anything related to birth control or contraception.
Sanger thought that the best way to change the law was to break the law. She launched the Woman Rebel, which promoted birth control, collecting the attention of the U.S. government, which immediately indicted her for publishing obscene materials. Instead of risking 20 years in prison, she flew the country and went into exile in England.
Sanger spent 1 year in England and returned to the United States in 1915 when the charges against her were dropped. A year later, she opened America's first birth control clinic in Brooklyn.
She called the press for interviews in which she announced the clinic, telling them it would be secret, essentially inviting police to come by. More than 400 women from the neighborhood came to that clinic. A few days later, the clinic was closed and Sanger and her colleagues were arrested. However, the clinic received coverage in all of the papers, and this was in the middle of World War I.
Sanger also went on to start a research institute dedicated to birth control, the first scientific journal dedicated to birth control, and a large advocacy organization. All of these pieces came together in 1942 to become what's now known as Planned Parenthood.
Sanger was deeply committed to finding a pill to help women control unwanted pregnancies.